So, dude,
Okay. Where are you?
I'm in Aaron Shapiro's studio.
Cool.
Man, I didn't pick any Chiefs.
For what? DraftKings? Oh,
The
for
playoff.
the playoff challenge. I
So stupid.
only have one player carrying over from last week, but it's Travis Kelce times four because I had him since the first week.
Right.
And happy
It's my
birthday.
Jesus year.
Do you get strung up for you won
Hopefully
this
not. I hope it goes better.
better than his year, his last
You know
year?
what I was thinking is I was thinking that I might have to trade a Super Bowl for the Eagles for a fantasy football win, and I don't
We're
know if it's worth it, man.
gonna play quarterback carousel. I put together a little game of mix and match quarterbacks and teams that need quarterbacks. We're gonna recap the championship games. We're gonna preview the Super Bowl. We're gonna give you our picks. But first, let's do Why Your Team Sucks with Lonnie Cox. You got somebody picked out for us, Lonnie?
We can talk about the poor 49ers. Your team sucks because
Nobody can stay healthy.
they were going to get me to play quarterback at some point. They just couldn't stay healthy. It was a very unfortunate thing to watch. It was kind of sad, but they seemed a little rattled and unprepared for that game, even if Brock Purdy stayed in. So I don't like it, but San Francisco, you suck this week.
So many things went wrong so fast. I remember watching on the sidelines, Christian McCaffrey's the emergency quarterback, and they went over to him and he was like, I don't know how to do this.
Right.
And they literally watched, I watched that conversation. He's like, I just got here. I don't know. And then they were like, Juszczyk, how about you, man? Can you do this? And I thought they were going to run a wildcat with Juszczyk as quarterback for a minute. The Eagles looked dominant. They looked back to form. And there was their defense that was really dominant, which is why the quarterbacks got hurt, you know? Like they couldn't block the pass rush. And a lot of weird things happened in that game. The punt that hit the wire, Nick Bosa getting hurt while he was on the
On
sideline
the
during
sideline.
waiting to go in the game. That was the strangest thing, because all of a sudden they cut to Nick Bosa and they're like, oh, Nick Bosa's injured. And I was like, does he play special teams? I was like, why is he, why, how did he just get hurt? Friendly fire too. Somebody pushed his own guy into him and he got cleated and was like bleeding off the side of his leg. That was super weird. Oh, and then like the missed incompletion, which he did a really good job of hiding it to his credit. There's
But
somehow
he sold it too because he did his little symbol, and then I thought for sure like the coach would throw up a little challenge flag.
how many times do they do that because of gamesmanship, though, just to try to force the other team to burn a timeout or to burn a challenge? You know what I
I
mean? Like,
guess.
I bet they do that all the time. Like, just like, oh, let's do hurry up. And then the other team's like, shit, should we challenge? And then it was also a really long pass. So they're always hurrying up in that situation just
Make the
so they,
game clock.
yeah, so they can beat the game clock. How about the AFC championship? What'd you guys think of that game?
It was good. I felt like everyone feels, I think there are some bad ref calls or missed ones and things like that in that game that spoiled it a little bit, but it was still a great game.
And I thought the Chiefs didn't look as good as the Eagles did. It's hard to beat the same team twice in a row in the same situation, you know, in any sport.
Really, it should have gone to overtime if not for that push out of bounds. And
Penalty.
it's, you know, that's like one of those situations where people are like, oh, they shouldn't have called it. And it's like, no, they should have called it. Like, they should have called it. It was the right call, but it's hard to slow down your momentum. You know, play, you see players do that all the time. It's just an unfortunate situation. But realistically, they're not going to kick it. Butker's not making a 60-yard field goal. That would have been overtime. That was the biggest disappointment, was I felt like we were set up for an overtime game. As far as the ref stuff goes, a lot of people are like all over the refs about the redo on third down. There is footage of a ref coming in to blow the play dead, right? We saw that. They were trying to blow the play dead. The crowd noise there was outrageous. Even if he's blowing the whistle, a lot of people probably aren't going to hear it, and then they still run the play. If that had gone in favor of the Bengals, but they had a redo, like if the Chiefs had picked up the first down and then they called it back, and then the Bengals had won the game, the same people would have said the same thing, but it would have been in favor of the Bengals. The same people are going to say the same shit no matter what happens in the NFL. Like anything that looks that has a slightly bad look to it, whichever team it favors, that's the team that they want to move on. That's the team they want to push through. So it easily could have gone the other way in favor of the Bengals. The Bengals win the game, and then everybody's like, oh, they were cheating for the Bengals.
Yeah, I would never say it's a scripted issue, but there are some shitty calls. Like on the same note, they're protecting
Sure.
Patrick Mahomes. I saw a couple of like possible roughing the passer calls on Joe Burrow's there that they
Yeah.
completely missed.
But there's always going to be bad calls. Referees are fallible. What I don't believe is that somebody's calling the refs before the game being like, listen, we really want the Chiefs to win, or we really want the Bengals. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, for sure.
That's bullshit. The thing.
I just like to hold the refs' feet to the cold just to know there's a pitchfork.
Every year there's new rules. Like this year was the first year where you saw them do the call down so that teams didn't have to use a challenge when it was clear and obvious and make this switch to the right call. They're doing everything they can to try to get it right, but also maintain game flow.
But only if people complain. Look at the power of complaining.
Sure. Yeah. But the whole thing is people are always like, well, the NFL legally is an entertainment business. And I'm like, okay, so what? Like that's for tax purposes, first of all. And second of all, it's also to prevent like a bajillion frivolous lawsuits. Like
I actually don't think that's a thing. I just think sports is entertainment. Because there's like news, entertainment, like what? Documentary. Like it is entertainment. People are confused about the meaning of that.
Right. Like but a lot of like the conspiracy theorists have latched on to that notion that like legally they can fix the games if they wanted to. And it's like, no, you don't understand how much money they would lose by doing that. It would be the end of the NFL, and they know that. They employ so many people just to ensure that that kind of shit doesn't happen. Dude, Calvin Ridley got what, a 1-year suspension for betting on a game? He wasn't even playing. He was out. Mm-hmm. He was not even on a team. It's funny to watch everybody freak out about that kind of stuff. But yeah, at the end of the day, the NFL is still best entertainment. And it's never going to be perfect, but they keep trying. I thought the Bengals offensive line, that was the difference in the game, I think. That was what they were able to overcome somehow last year, and this year they just couldn't overcome the offensive line issues.
That was issue in the Super Bowl too. Joe Burrow's got sacked 7 times.
Yep.
Like how many times is he under pressure? Like they got to fix that line, man.
They do, but they also have so many weapons, so many guys they got to pay. Realistically, that game could have been worse if not for a couple great catches by T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, really. All right, let's get to the coaching stuff. Sean Payton has, in fact, agreed to go to the Denver Broncos.
That's the best thing they can do. They have Russell Wilson. Let's see if they can get someone to get it going, right? Can't abandon the contract.
But yeah, mortgage your future because you invested so much in Russell Wilson, and who's going to fix him? Maybe Sean Payton. How much of an improvement do you expect to see with the Broncos next year under Sean Payton?
I think they will improve, but it's probably beyond just Sean Payton because they'll have Javonte Williams back. I think they'll probably be maybe second in their division.
The quarterback carousel is going to have something to do about that as well.
Russell Wilson's apparently has a private coach, and Sean Payton is like, yeah, that's not happening. I'm glad to see that kind of stuff. I'm interested to see how Russell Wilson responds to that. I mean, I think we've known that Russell Wilson's a bit of a prima donna, that he sees himself above certain people and above kind of the rules of the team. So I'm interested to see what it looks like. I think you're going to see a different mentality come back to Denver, which they've been lacking for a long time. So I'm excited to see what'll happen. I don't think it'll work out, though. I don't think Russell Wilson works out in Denver.
I actually think they do work. And I think Russell will get on board. Because as much as he is a prima donna, I think he hates losing more and being the butt of everyone's jokes. Like,
I think it works for a couple of years. Russell's old. If we forget how old he is sometimes, I think he's not a young quarterback. He was a fifth-year senior when he came into the league, when he was drafted. So I think Sean Payton gets the most out of him for a couple of years and rights the ship in Denver. It definitely makes Denver more compelling. It's really the best possible situation for all parties involved. Sean Payton commands that kind of respect. He could be this generation's Bill Parcells, and that's what he really wants to be viewed as. So the go in and fix it guy. I liked him for the Cardinals, but when the Cardinals said that Murray was going to be out for like half the year, this makes much more sense. The Texans hired D'Amico Ryans. How much rope do you think they're going to give him with this team that's clearly in a rebuild and very young? I mean, we think in 3-4 years, give him a shot.
I think 3.
Yeah. So you draft a quarterback this year. You know, he's going to have to bring in the right guys to coach the offense. So that's going to have a lot to do with it. Like, let him try to build something here. Panthers hire Frank Reich. Sam Darnold showed some pretty good flashes last year, and he's still pretty young. Frank Reich is a quarterback. I think this is good just to see what Sam Darnold's got. Jets hire offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett after 1 year with disaster with the Broncos.
I mean, it's perfect for the Jets. It's exactly the kind of move the Jets make. Like,
other offensive coordinator moves. Kellen Moore decided to move on from the Cowboys, or is mutual or whatever. And Mike McCarthy is now going to be taking over play calling. How do you feel about this, Lonnie?
classic Mike McCarthy blaming the offensive coordinator, like pretty ridiculous, to be honest.
He's now the Chargers offensive coordinator. So talk about going to a good situation. Do you think Mike McCarthy is going to do a good job as the offensive play caller?
No,
no,
I don't.
he did win the Super Bowl with the Packers play calling.
I don't think he was the offensive coordinator. The Packers won was Philbin, Joe Philbin.
No, he was the play caller, I think, last time when Rodgers won the Super Bowl, wasn't he? That he wasn't the OC, but I think he was calling the plays. This was also funny. The Colts fans put together a petition to not have Jeff Saturday get hired as their head coach. Tom Brady retired again. He said this time for real. I give him 90% chance he stays retired. Now, this one probably is going to stick for real this time, which I'm disappointed. I really wanted to see him go to the 49ers. A lot of other people, including probably the 49ers, wanted him to go to the 49ers. So happy trails, Tom Brady. I remember the first game that I watched him play when he came in for Bledsoe. I was like 21 years old. It was crazy. It was wild. I was sitting on my couch in Vermont, drove down to Boston a few weeks later and watched him beat the Saints. And then later on, go on to win his first Super Bowl. So it's almost unfathomable to think we're going to have a league year without Tom Brady. All right. So QB needy teams that Tom Brady is not going to be playing for. The 49ers, the Raiders, and the Buccaneers. Those were the three main teams that he was talked about. So those are all teams that are still probably looking for quarterbacks. The Saints, the Colts, the Jets, the Commanders, the Texans, the Falcons, the Titans, the Ravens, and the Seahawks. These are all the questionable situations. Now,
damn, I didn't realize so many teams were so questionable at QB.
It's always been that way. Which teams do we think are going to address QB in the draft? I think the Texans and the Colts are both going to draft high.
Probably the Panthers, I would say, would also probably get a draft or a quarterback.
Did I not put the Panthers on that list? I didn't. The Panthers, I didn't even say the Panthers. All right, Panthers. Do you guys think Aaron Rodgers moves on from the Packers? And if so, do you think he goes to Vegas or somewhere else? Because Jordan Love looks good. And I've heard that the Packers are not going to trade him in their conference. I think it's the Jets or the Raiders.
The Dolphins, possibly.
The Dolphins have said they're in on Tua. They said they weren't even going to pursue Brady, who lives in Miami, who they tampered with before. So, I mean, yeah, they did tamper with him for sure. Listen, Listen, I know how it is. I know how it feels when you get accused of cheating and caught. Not a good feeling, you know? Yeah, especially when it's something serious like tampering. Oh. Yeah.
Now it's not serious.
All right. So what do you see, Aaron Rodgers? Do we like him going to Vegas? It sounds crazy. It seemed improbable at the beginning of this season, but you'd only got a couple more really good years with your offensive weapons. And I think Aaron wants to go play with Devontae Adams again. I think he's had enough of these stupid young receivers. Don't know where they're supposed to be on the field.
Maybe. I don't know. I bet Belichick makes the move happen. He goes to the Pats.
I know. He would never do that because he doesn't want to follow in Brady's footsteps, even though it's a few years removed. He would never do that. He wants to do what Brady did and go to another team and win a Super Bowl. All right. So if you don't think he's going to the Raiders, where do you think he's going, Patel? Ideally, Texans? Get out of here, dude. Texans. There's no
way. You're laughing. I want this moment. Mark it down.
We'll mark it down. All right. There is no way Aaron Rodgers goes to the Texans. I'll put that in writing. Derek Carr.
I think he's going to end up maybe going to Atlanta, actually. I don't think he wants to be in a situation where there's too much pressure for him to win.
I don't believe that the Dolphins are going to stick with Tua, especially once he gets concussed again next year. And he's not going to make it another full year in the NFL.
You might be right about that, but I don't think Derek Carr wants a quarterback controversy. I think he wants to go somewhere and start.
I don't think it's a controversy. I think if Derek Carr goes to the Dolphins, I don't think there's a controversy. I think he becomes the starter.
I think so too. By that kind of move, it's like you moved in your new girlfriend before you broke up with your ex. You're going to tell your girl.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it would be like. I think that's what it would be like. I don't think it happens.
That's not a controversy then. I'm just telling you.
I think the Jets are going to get Derek Carr. And I think they're going to contend with Derek Carr because he's not going to have to do a whole lot. He was asked to do so much with the Raiders this past year. Devontae Adams still had statistically his best year as a pro.
With the same note, he was asked to do so much. He wasn't, because there are some games where he really didn't show up. And that was a whole thing, too, because there are some games Josh Jacob and Devontae Adams balled out, and then Carr's just, like, missing little throws that could have brought them the game.
I think he'll be asked to do a lot less, though, with the Jets. That defense is going to get turnovers for him. He's going to get more possessions. It's going to be just, you know, it was tough sledding with the Raiders, and their defense wasn't
good. Their
defense sucked, man, and that makes it hard on the quarterback, you know? You're going to throw more picks when you're playing from behind.
No, I still believe Atlanta. Okay. I got it in my head.
Atlanta for Carr. Geno Smith, he is a free agent. Seattle's going to sign him. Vitaly, you think Seattle's going to get him back?
I don't think so, man. I think he might go somewhere that might pay him more. Why not?
I think Seattle has the money, though. They can afford him.
Yeah.
They have a lot of cap space.
They can pay him, but I think he's just going to go wherever he gets paid the most.
I agree, but I think Seattle will match anything that anybody else offers. So they'll let him explore, and then I think they'll bring him back. He's comfortable in that system. It's a good fit. He likes Pete Carroll. They made him the starter. I think he's going to have some kind of loyalty to that situation as well. I want him to go back to the Jets just for the storyline, but no. Yeah, I think he stays there. Matt Stafford has announced that he is coming back and playing for the Rams again. Where does Baker Mayfield go? Yeah, I believe he earned himself a starting job. He's not a great starter, but he's going to be an upgrade for one of these teams.
The Colts.
I'll take the Colts too. I think he just likes the cold.
Where's Jimmy G going to go? This was also one I thought maybe for the Jets. Or is he going to play in San Francisco again?
No, I think Trey Lance is their guy.
Are they going to keep both Trey Lance and Brock Purdy, though?
I think they're going to decide and then use the other one as trade value.
I heard there talk about trading Trey Lance to the Titans. So Jimmy G, is he going to be with the 49ers or is he going to go somewhere else?
I think he goes somewhere else. But I think it might just be as a backup, you know, just for one of the better teams. You think he's going to go as a starter somewhere?
Yeah, one of these teams is going to have Jimmy G starting for them. Look at these teams, man. The Saints, he's an upgrade for the Saints. The Colts, he'd be an upgrade. The Bucs, he would be an upgrade for the Bucs.
I don't think those teams would pay Jimmy G, dude. I really don't.
He's better than their options right now.
Because he's used to the Bay Area. Let's go Tampa.
I like Tampa. I also like New Orleans.
I think I'm going to go Tampa for Jimmy G. And he'll just slide off into mediocrity there. All right. Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Super Bowl. Who you guys got?
I got to believe in the Chiefs. They're my only hope here.
Yeah, that's right. There is a scenario where the Chiefs can win and I will still not lose to you. And that is because Christian McCaffrey is a finalist for Comeback Player of the Year, who I picked. And he is actually neck and neck with Geno Smith right now. If McCaffrey wins Comeback Player of the Year and I beat you in DraftKings, it doesn't matter if the Chiefs win. I think the Eagles are going to win anyway, though. Lonnie, what do you think?
Chiefs.
You're going Chiefs? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So who do you think is going to be the MVP of the game?
Patty.
Mahomes.
You're obviously, if the Chiefs win, you're going to have a Mahomes MVP. Kelsey's a possibility if he gets like a
four. He is. Touchdown. He's my number two, but I think it's Pat.
Mahomes is the most likely scenario. Hey, you never know. You can get like a Jerick.
There are very few games where Patrick doesn't shine and Travis, you know what I'm saying? He's just...
Of course. Yeah, but if Kelsey has four touchdowns, it could go either way. Could also have, again, a Jerick McKinnon or Isaiah Pacheco explosive performance or whatever. I think it's actually going to be a run-heavy game on both sides. And then I think the Eagles' offensive line is definitely their strength. If the Eagles win, it might go Miles Sanders' way. Oh, Vital, I almost forgot. Lonnie's trophy is arrived.
That's
ridiculousness. Ooh. I still haven't had a chance to edit the video. I've been so busy, you guys. I'm going to get that video out soon.
No rush.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, please do move that to the top.
It's going to come out very soon. This has been a fun year. This has been great. Lonnie, congratulations again for winning the tattoo competition. We still don't know who's lost yet. Oh, I got a question for you. Does it matter if me or Vital win? Is it going to be the same thing no matter what?
He hasn't decided.
Oh, I know exactly what it is. Oh. I knew what it was 3 years ago.
Okay. You psycho.
I know exactly what it is. And the answer is no, it does not change.
It does not change. It's going to be the same thing.
It does not change. It is the same thing. I just need somebody to draw it for me, but I know exactly what it is.
I think they're more scared because it's the same.
You should be. No, it's not a good look.
It's not a good look.
It is not a good look.
Oof. Nick, get ready. This is for you, man. Dude. Let's go, Mahomes. I need you.
I can't believe I'm rooting for the Eagles in the Super Bowl, but I have to do it. Ugh, man. So much riding on this game is ridiculous. Good season, you guys. This has been great.
I'll see you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Shave that belly, Nick.
Oh, man. It's. I just start doing sit-ups.
Conditioner. Conditioner in the shower. That helps.